1049 WPXN, Paxton Rantoul, and on the line with us is Chicago Bear great Dan Hampton. And, well, you guys have got an event coming here locally in our village of Loda. Talk about this Livin' La Vida Loda Day that you guys are going to be participating in.
Absolutely. Hey, first and foremost, thank you for taking time. And as you know, I mean, this is all centered around, you know, doing something really, really nice for your community, but obviously observing our wonderful country and its wonderful traditions on July 4th. It will all take place out around Bales Lake. And in fact, that has been kind of the target of this push. My wife has some relatives, the Preston family, and they've been a part of Bales Lake now for, oh, I guess 5 years. And anyway, a number of them work for Joe Rizzo. Joe is a very gracious proprietor here in Chicago, owns many car dealerships, and he has been the hidden hand providing the revenue to try to make some of these things happy. And it, you know, it goes and it benefits the Bales Lake Initiative, the Paxton Buckley Loda Football Youth Groups, Murdoch's, a beautiful steakhouse right there in downtown Loda, and Lakeview Country Club, where obviously the golf tournament will be played on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Now, I and my bride will be keying it up. I look forward to it. I've driven by the golf course many times. It's whispered my name. I've never had a chance to play, but I look forward to it. So, you know, all that will happen. And then, you know, I guess the centerpiece of it all is the Chicago Six Band, which I've been a part of for, you know, over 30 years. Walter Payton was the original drummer. Otis Wilson will be a part of the band this coming Sunday. And we'll do a number of rock and Motown classics, along with some very humorous parody songs that I wrote over the years about our beloved coach Dick the Fridge, different people. So anyway, it'll be a lot of fun. I hope everybody can come out.
With the Chicago Six Band, whatever got in your mind that after football you'd want to strike up a band with some of your fellow players?
Actually, this gal came to me in 87. It was Walter's last year. We went on strike. We had a lot of spare time. And so we kind of got a band together. And Walter played with us for a couple of years, and then he went off doing his car racing. About, 8 years ago, Steve McMichael, who I think a lot of people know that he is battling at ALS and no longer able to be a part of the band, but he and I decided, hey, let's put the band back together. We got Otis, we got some world-class musicians, and we've played probably 120 festivals and shows across, you know, Illinois and the Midwest. We play a lot in Iowa at a casino. So, yeah, the band is a lot of fun, and it's just extremely, extremely heartbreakingly sad that our dear friend Steve is no longer going to be able to participate.
Yeah, we know all about the health issues for Mongo for sure. On Sunday, you've got, you know, a meet and greet. You know, I tell you that Chicago Bear fans, and there's probably, I don't know, I think there's like six Green Bay Packer fans in Paxton. I'm not so sure that they'll be attending, but they may. But for the most part, the history of what you guys accomplished, you know, back in the day is absolutely legendary here. And you've got a meet and greet, and I expect that there's going to be a lot of people that just want to, you know, say hello.
Well, that'd be fantastic. And you know what? You're quite very kind to be, you know, complimentary. But I will tell you this. 2 years ago, the NFL, on its 100-year anniversary celebration, 500 different media figures voted the 85 Bears the greatest team of all time. And so, you know, I know there could be Packer fans hiding in the woodwork down in Loda, and that's okay. You know, there's 32 different teams, and if everybody liked the same team, it wouldn't be any fun. But, you know, at the very least, it'd be a lot of fun to have them come out. And, yeah, they've had 30 years of a reign of terror over the Bears because of their great quarterback play from Brett Favre to Rodgers. You know, it still doesn't change the fact that, you know, in our era, we owned them. And it's a lot of fun to remind them of that.
Yeah, no doubt. But as we you know, talk maybe about the Bears' current year, they've got a number one pick and a quarterback that is something that I think that franchise needs. I'm also a Cub fan, and I don't know what to expect out of our number one pick. We hope it's the guy for the future. What do you look at for the Bears as a former player as we go forward and look to training camp and getting this season underway?
Well, obviously, it's very interesting. You know, as everyone knows, getting a great quarterback has to be the, you know, job one of every general manager. Well, Ryan Pace swung and missed on Trubisky. Will he connect on Justin Fields? A lot of people say he's got generational talent. Well, I hope he can generate some points, because so far it's been a struggle on offense. You know, the Bears defense has been good enough, but we've got to find a way to be able to compete, especially on the offensive side. We'll find out if Fields is truly a world-class player. All I know is they've done some really bizarre things. You know, they signed Andy Dalton, then they go out and move up and draft a quarterback, and all the time knowing they've got Nick Foles that they're going to pay $17 million. What are you going to do with all these people? How are you going to pay all this money and not keep the overall quality of the team up at the other position? So they've kind of got a little bit of a mess on their hands. It'll be interesting to watch and see how they get out of it. But for the good of the team, the sooner Fields plays, the better for the team. You can't learn just standing around watching. You got to go out and, you know, basically, you know, kick the dirt and find out how to play. So it'll be interesting to see how they do it. Obviously, now we've got 17 games, only 3 preseason. So his learning curve has been reduced to 3 games in the preseason instead of 4. So it will be a very exciting year. And you know, after last year and the empty stadiums, it'll be a welcome sight to see the NFL back in its full glory. And hopefully, you know, we don't have any other setbacks.
We're talking with former Chicago Bear Dan Hampton. Dan is part of the Chicago Six Band, and along with title sponsor Joe Rizza Cars in Chicagoland, bringing the band and golf tournament and raffles and a meet and greet to Lakeview Country Club in Loda. That 9-hole golf tournament begins at 9 on Sunday. You've got a chance for concert tickets, a meet and greet, and of course ending the day at Murdoch's in Loda for a steak dinner. And we just like to thank you for participating and helping out with a couple of local charities, as some dollars are going to the Bells Lake and Parks Auxiliary Department and the PBL Youth Football and Cheerleading. Dan, thank you for your time, and we look for a great event on Sunday.
So we're going to have a lot of fun. I was raised on a farm. It's always great to get out of the city and come and see some real America. So look forward to it. Take care. We'll see you on the 4th of July.